Albania is the hotspot in Europe where agro-mining could work and could be profitable. First of all, because a large part of the serpentine areas of Europe are found in Albania, so there is a sufficient number of serpentine soils available for agro-mining.
They work in the mining side of the Pogradec, and they know that the soil is very rich with nickel. They know that the soil is not very poor and others plants has not a good yield when they cultivate in the soils. This happens because in the soils have not enough macronutrient. The soil is poor in macronutrient. The soils have very high nickel. I told them that nickel is very bioavailable in these soils, so has a risk to go the nickel in the food chain. And I invited them to work with me in their soils. They know very well these plants. They called Pulo Verde. And these plants is everywhere in the place. Pulo Verde. Alice Murale or Odontora Hena Calcidica called Pulo Verde in Albanian language. Pulpo Verde. Verde is yellow because the flower of Alice Murale are yellow, verde on Albanian. This plant is very rare, everywhere in their field, in their garden, and these plants compete other plants that they cultivate. Agro-mining can be a possibility for rural, poor rural area in the regions. The first one growing the surface, the second one growing the biomass, and the third one growing the nickel phytoextraction yield. I am apply agronomy of agro-mining, and when I have more production, more nickel yield, more farmers included.
Concerning the nickel yields that were obtained so far, the most promising results were found for Albania. I think in general, the potential to apply agro-mining is large in the Balkans in general, since both the soil conditions and the climatic conditions are suitable.